You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Yes, indeed. A very good morning to each and every one of you. It is Monday. It is December the 11th as we make our way through the month. Hopping away, and we hope you all have an absolutely wonderful weekend, celebrating Mother's Day on Friday. And, well, nice to be with friends and family, isn't it, over the weekend. And it is The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D. We're on 89.3, of course. Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. We're going to be with you from now, which is just after the hour of 7. And that's going to be right through until 10 o'clock this morning. For as long as you can stand it, at any rate. Let's take a look, shall we? And see who was born on this day. We've got anybody with an interesting birthday. We do indeed. We've got Sir David Brewster, who was born on this day in the year 1781. And he was a Scottish physicist, a mathematician, astronomer, inventor, and a writer. Among the non-scientific public, his fame spread more effectually, really, by his invention in about 1815. This was of the, remember, the kaleidoscope, weren't they great? Remember those? And he is also noted as the inventor of the sea thermometer. So that's it. Let's get going.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Good morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Come on, baby, say you love me.
5, 6, 7, 9.
Just say, don't play in this.
bring us in on this morning's breakfast show. Don't say it is not educational, this program. There's our maths lesson for today. Comes from Gloria Estefan and the Miami Sound Machine, and it's 1, 2, 3. No more Mr. Nice Guy. Alice Cooper.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Thank you.
Well, that's what's called Addicted to Love, and that's Mr. Robert Palmer following on from No More Mr. Nice Guy. Yes, he's gone home. It's Jerry back. Right, let me see. Anyway, how was your weekend? I mean, how was the traffic? I mean, I don't really know because I was still sort of confined really to home and not doing anything strenuous. I'm going to see my doctor tomorrow and he'll take a look and make sure everything's all right. So, yeah, I didn't really sort of get involved. But the traffic seems to have been terrible. And I don't know. Where does everybody go? That's the big question, isn't it? We'll say, where, you know, where are they going? Well, we all know where they were going on Friday. We went all off going to see their mothers, which is nice. We needed a little respite from the world right now, didn't we? Anyway, time on The Breakfast Show, just a few seconds away from 15 minutes. That's after the hour of 7 o'clock here on this Monday morning Breakfast Show. So, yep, it's time to get you in the shower and on your way wherever it is you're going. I've got Natalie Cole in the shower with you this morning, which is all rather nice. You ready? Natalie Cole in the shower this morning. This will be, what's called, then it goes on in brackets, an everlasting love. 18 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, that's what it is. If I'm sounding a little bit bunged up this morning, yeah, I don't know what it is. I haven't been anywhere really to catch anything. Anyway, not too bad. Right, let me see, we're 18 after 7 here on this morning's breakfast show. What have we got lined up for? It is Monday, it's you, me, the music, and we'll be taking you right through to 10 o'clock. We'll check in, of course, with Ingrid, see how she spent her weekend, also with Yasmin, see how Mother's Day and the weekend went for her as well. And if we can find a couple of people that were born on this day in the world of music, I'm sure Yasmin will be able to drag that out as well. Well, here's the last train to London. Yep. Mm-hmm. ELO. To London from ELO. Of course, if you're British, you know, that's where you would meet people and you say, oh, hello, how are you? Yes, never mind. Right, we are. I think there's my clock working. It's 23 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. We're on the breakfast show and I'm going to be with you, as I said. Oh, by the way, usual bits and pieces. We're going to have another couple of pieces of music, no doubt, and then we'll take a look at some of the international news. And local news for you at the top of the hour, 8 and 9 o'clock. And I tell somebody else has got a birthday today. Walter Knott. He was born in 1889, an American farmer who created the Knott's Berry Farm Amusement Park in California. In the 1920s, Knott was a somewhat unsuccessful farmer whose fortunes changed when he nursed several abandoned berry plants back to health. Now, the hybrid Boysenberry, named after its creator, Rudolf Boysen, was a cross between a blackberry, a red raspberry, and a loganberry. And the huge berries were a hit, and the Knott family sold berries, preserves, and pies from a roadside stand. There we go. Very interesting, wasn't it? Of course it was. Right, music-wise, what have we got for you? Just a jelly bean. Jingo. Jingo, yeah. And that's going to take us, getting down towards the bottom of the hour. Into the distance. That was Jingo. And that has brought us, time-wise, that has brought us down to 28 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. So we're going to take a quick little break and then we'll take a look at some of the international news, shall we?
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Por tu seguridad y la de todos, espera el tren detrás de la línea amarilla y sitúate a lo largo del andén o plataforma de espera. La Metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
We're on The Breakfast Show, 89.3, Cool FM.
Look out the trailer. Not the early one that you wish upon. Not the northern one that guides in the sailor. You've got that touch so gentle and sweet, but you've got that look so critical. Can't touch me, babe, you know I get so weak. Sometimes I think that love is just mythical. Everywhere a little light shines. Blackness, blackness, dragging me down. Come on out of ghetto in this heart of mine. Star bright, you got the loving that I like. Time is crazy, body round. Should I have got off this fight tonight?
A gentle track bring us into this segment of the program. That's Nazareth and this flight tonight. Well, how you doing, by the way, with all your Christmas things? I'm a little bit behind this year. It doesn't really matter. We've got our tree up and we're just doing it at sort of late. It's just the good lady and myself over the holidays. We're sort of pottering along, but like I mentioned earlier, the traffic. One is inclined not to particularly want to go anywhere. Buy all your Christmas decorations after Christmas Day. You get them cheaper, and then you've got them for the next year. I think that's something we'll have to try. Anyway, talking about Christmas, we are sort of going in that direction, aren't we? 19 minutes before 8 o'clock. Right, are you woken up now? Good! Good, that's what... As I was saying...
Christmas. I'm driving home for Christmas, yeah. Well, I'm moving down that line. And it's been so long, but I will be there. I sing this song to pass the time away. Driving in my car, driving home for Christmas. It's gonna take some time, but I'll get there. Oh, I got red lights all around, but soon there'll be a freeway, yeah. Get my feet on holy ground. So I'll sing for you. Oh, you can hear me when I get through. Driving home for Christmas. Driving home for Christmas. With a thousand memories. I take a look at the driver next to me. He's just the same. Just the same.
Christmas has officially arrived on The Breakfast Show. And, yeah, it's my little mashup always brings us in Christmas time. Josephine and Driving Home for Christmas from Mr. Chris Rea. Loved it. It's a great memory. You probably remember, I tell you this every year, I think, but I used to drive, I used to live in sort of South London, and used to drive across and go up into the Cotswolds where my father lived. And the ride across the countryside there was wonderful. I wish I've still got that picture so clear in my mind. So coming off this roundabout, going off into the road, it was like a mist, like just a very, very, very fine mist. And all the sort of the trees were covered in this white mist. And it was really, really quite something. And that song always, always reminds me of that. So anyway, Merry Christmas.
Oh, my.
There we go, that is Queen, no mistaking them, is there? And thank God it's Christmas. I think we all feel that way a little bit, don't you? Especially after some of the events we've had here. It's been a tough few months. Now, in natural fact, it's been a tough year, really. I mean, globally, it's been a tough year. So try and take a deep breath. Try and put some time aside to relax, enjoy yourself with friends and family this year. And, yes, let's try and put the woes of the world behind us for just a few days at Christmas. This is Aretha Franklin, Climbing Higher Mountains. There we go, and two great tracks. Started off with a set of Aretha Franklin and Climbing High on Mountains, and that in actual fact comes off of an album which he released in 1972, in June of 1972, called Amazing Grace. Live album, you get it from all the applause at the beginning and the end. It was a live album by Aretha Franklin, and it was in actual fact recorded in January of 1972 at the New Temple Missionary Baptist Church in Los Angeles with Reverend James Cleveland and the Southern California Community Choir accompanying Aretha Franklin in her performance. The recording was originally released as a double album. That was on the 1st of June, 72, on Atlantic Records. It was a great success for us, a critical and a commercial success, selling over 2 million copies, that was just in the United States alone, and earning a double platinum certification. And it also won Franklin the 1973 Grammy Award for Best Soul Gospel Performance. And, as of 2017, it stands as the best-selling disc of Aretha Franklin's entire 50-plus year recording career, as well as the highest-selling live gospel music album of all time. What an accomplishment that is. Yeah, that was the track, Climbing Higher Mountains. Time on The Breakfast Show. We're just making our way up to the top of the hour, so we're going to take our little break, and we'll have a listen to the local news. And plenty to come. We could be checking with Ingrid in the next hour, and also with Yasmin, seeing how we all spent our weekends.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio. Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
Vivimos juntos el Metro de Panamá manteniendo sus instalaciones limpias. Evitemos comer en ellas y botemos la basura en los recipientes marcados. La metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
It's morning radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
It's breakfast time.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
So
Oh, isn't that nice? Yes. You can't beat homegrown music, can you? That's Duho. And they spell it D-U-H-O. And Panama Paradise, outliving there by the beach. Great music. Congratulations, we love that one. Time on The Breakfast Show, we're just sort of after, just a fraction after 18 minutes, and that's after the hour of 8 o'clock here on this morning's Breakfast Show. I'm not sure why anyone wants to call themselves Lou Rawls, but it is spelled L-O-U-R-A-W-L-S. Makes great music. Lou Rawls. You'll never find another love like mine.
You'll never find, as long as you live, someone who loves you tender like I do. You'll never find, no matter where you search, someone who cares about you the way I do. Oh, I'm not bragging on myself, baby, but I'm the one who loves you, and there's no. It'll take the end of all time, someone to understand you like I do. You'll never find the rhythm, the rhyme, all the magic we shared, just us two. Oh, I'm not trying to make you stay, baby, but I know somehow, someday, some way, you are. You're gonna miss my love. You're gonna miss my love. Another love like mine, someone who needs you like I do. You'll never see what you found in me. You keep searching and searching your whole life.
Show with Jerry D.
Strands of light upon a bedroom floor. change the night through an open door. I'm awake, but this is not my home. For the first time, I'm not alone. Reaching out, I touch another skin.
Song from Kiki D, Amorous, and before that, as I mentioned, Mr. Lou Rolls, and there'll never be another love like mine. Time on the Breakfast Show, I think it's really probably about time. We see if we can catch up with Ingrid.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? It's Monday. It's holiday season. Everything is beautiful. Oh, wow, I think summer came early here. We have not had a substantial rain in about 4 days. We had a little bajareque last night, but wow, the sun is gorgeous. Those big old fluffy clouds up there and that big blue sky are just wonderful to look at. We indeed have been having some beautiful weather. The cook and I have been doing some work in the yard, getting a lot of things set up and getting things ready. Gotten the plants going, and oh my goodness, look at that aguacate. Wow, he has just burst and grown. Look at those big leaves. Oh my goodness. Yeah, she's got a hand, that cook. She's got a master hand on making those plants grow from little stones. So, like I said, last year we had like 100 aguacates, you know, from a tree she grew from stone. And this year we got the new tree that she had put down in the ground about 10 years ago is popping out fruit. So we are happy about that. So I hear, I'm going to be coming into the city with the cook. We've got an event on Monday to attend. Turns out that we've been invited to be in the Panama El Valle parade, the Christmas parade. Yes, Mrs. Claus is going to make an appearance with her little group of elves and whatnot. Super excited about that. That's going to be on this coming Sunday. Yeah, we got a couple of newbies that want to go on, but the Spey Panama of El Valle has invited us to be the one to carry their banner for the float. Oh, my goodness, yes. So looks like maybe my little dog, Chelsea, going to get to be in the parade after all. Yay, it's going to be fun. We're going to look for, we love doing that for the kids. I'm sorry I won't be around to do it on them because the church next door, the lady, church lady, yeah, the church lady came and asked me if I could do Mrs. Claus, have her appear on the 24th, but I'll be traveling. All right. Well, it's Monday. It's beautiful. It's holiday seasons. Back to you in the studio.
Everything is beautiful in its own way, like a starry summer night or a snow-covered winter's day. And everybody's beautiful in their own way, under God's heaven. There is none so blind as he who will not see. We must not close our minds. We must let our thoughts be free. For every eye that passes by, you know the world gets a little bit older. It's time to realize that beauty lies in the eyes of the beholder. Everything is beautiful in its own way, like a starry summer night or a snow-covered winter's day. The length of his hair or the color of his skin. Don't worry about what shows from without, but the love that lives within. We're gonna get it all together now. Everything gonna work out fine. Just take a little time to look on the good side, my friend, and straighten it out in your mind.
Ray Stevens there, and everything is beautiful. Well, it certainly sounds like it there in El Valle, doesn't it? And you'd be able to go along and see Ingrid and the cook and the dog. Yes, you'd be able to go and see them in the parade. That'll be really nice, won't it? Absolutely brilliant. Time on the Breakfast Show, if you are keeping an eye on the time, 27 minutes. That's before the hour of 9 o'clock. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. Thank you.
Christmas night, another fight. Tears we cried, a flood. Got all kinds of poison in, of poison in my blood. I took my feet to Oxford Street, trying to right a wrong. Just walk away, those windows say, but I can't believe she's gone. When you're still waiting for the snow to fall, doesn't really feel like Christmas at all.
And Christmas lights. You got your Christmas lights up yet? Good lady went out. She got some more for our tree yesterday because we had some bare spots. You can't have bare spots on your tree, you know. We're still working away at it. And I tell you, we're looking for some, trying to find some good news. It's not that easy, but we've been successful. The lungs of the planet have been spluttering in recent years amid a disconcerting rise in slash-and-burn agriculture. But this week came a welcome sign that the Amazon is breathing easier. Now, data shows that deforestation there in the Amazon has plummeted, gone down 55.8% in 1 year. Now, this is following efforts to tackle illegal forest clearance, notably, of course, in Brazil.
Make it so to you and I, ooh, baby. Good times and happy days.
Backstreet Boys and Happy Days. Now, we did mention this, actually, when we did start this morning's program. It's still sticking with the environment at COP28. There was a glimmer of progress, despite, by the way, the presence of fossil fuel lobbyists and a climate denial scandal, which was involving the hosts. Delegates managed to launch the long-time-awaited Loss and Damage Fund. It commits wealthy nations to financing climate mitigation in poorer countries as well. Also in the news, South Africa's four-day-week trial brought huge benefits to firms and their staff. An animal not seen since 1937 was rediscovered, and in a landmark ruling, Ecuador returned a swathe of their rainforest to an indigenous tribe. See, huh? There is good news out there. You just got to dig deep. Very deep. Blossoms. And this is called Stranger Still.
There's nothing left for me to say to you. Maybe I was wrong. Maybe we got caught up. Please believe me, I don't wanna be a star. I thought of you this evening. Wondered how you're feeling. Could've kept my love, you're a stranger.
That's nice. And Blue Magic and Sideshow. Time on the Breakfast Show. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we are 10 and a half minutes, just about, before the hour of 9 o'clock. If you missed the news today, we do have it again for you at 9 this morning. Now, I was mentioning there about 4-day week. Yes, South Africa's 4-day week has brought huge benefits, apparently. More good news for proponents of longer weekends. Africa's first trial of a 4-day working week showed huge benefits for employers and their staff, researchers have claimed. So there we are. That's it. We're all going to do 4-day weeks. I'm in for that. Are you? why not? Well, we've been doing quite a few of those, haven't we? Especially through November.
Open the door. It's my love. Open the door.
There goes a good one, Pete Townsend, and Let My Love Open the Door. And we're just almost at 7 minutes before the top of the hour. And some of the other things that sort of looking around, let's see if we've got anybody else with a birthday today. Neil sends us this in every day. He's always sort of busy working away for us. I think we've got a lot of actors. Singer-wise, well, I won't tell you those because... Yasmin might be looking at those a little bit later on. Carlo Ponti was born on this day. This is going back to 1912, an Italian film producer with over 140 production credits and probably the biggest win of his life, the husband of the Italian movie star Sophia Loren. Liz Smith, a British actress, best known for her role in the sitcoms The Vicar of Dibley and the Royal Family, that's R-O-Y-L-E, family, and for her appearance in the 2005 film Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. There's a new one of those come out. I'd like to go and see that. Anyway, that was Liz Smith, born in 1921. Is it actually on at the cinemas? I think it is. I don't... let me just swivel around for it. Hey, yes. Hang on. Let me... Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Mm-hmm.
Is that on yet?
Andres said, yeah, this weekend.
Started this weekend?
Uh-huh.
Because that'd be a good one.
Yes.
We should all have a night out.
Oh, yes.
Why?
Good idea.
Yes. Willy Wonka, that's it. Because, I mean, it's got Mr. Beaton in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, all of them are nice.
Yeah. And if you've seen it, drop us a little WhatsApp and tell us what you think. 677-188-22. 677-188-22.
Without spoilers.
Without spoilers, yes. We all know it's chocolate, so that's all right. I don't know if you heard me when I was doing the news earlier, or the, you know, the international news earlier on. You probably weren't listening, but... always wind her up. But in the UK now, they say there's a big demand for chocolate.
No.
Because people are not buying any expensive gifts. I mean, times are so hard, and especially in the UK, as it's they're going through a bit of a hard patch since they left the EU. People are buying more and more chocolate.
But chocolates are expensive.
Well, they're expensive, but they're cheaper than things like iPads and iPhones. And kids, no iPhones this year. Enjoy your chocolate. And if you don't want it, you can send it to me. I like chocolate. I mean, that was my mother's thing. Chocolate. Chocolate and whiskey. She was happy.
Well, that was my favorite gift on Christmas when I was a child.
What? Whiskey?
No.
Oh.
My grandma, every year, gives us chocolates.
Uh-huh.
You know, the 6 packs of chocolate bars?
Oh, right. Yeah.
Every year. And we love that gift.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, I love chocolate myself. Christina says it's not good for you.
Yeah, that's true.
Even if you stopped having everything that's not good for you, you'd have a pretty miserable life, really, wouldn't it?
You can eat it, but just once a year.
What? Once a day?
No.
Once a year? And what are you going to do at Easter when the bunny brings chocolates? Because things that, you know... That was
twice a year.
I know, but that was... That was the big thing over in the UK, was Easter. Easter was the time for chocolates.
Yeah.
And I used to love it as a kid because they make the Easter eggs. They'd all be in these very nice boxes and nice silver foil with, the, you know, pictures on it and whatever. And then you'd eat the inside the egg were other chocolates as well. Like if you bought the Smarties one, you'd have little Smarties inside the shell of the egg.
Uh-huh.
So it was, I used to love it.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah.
That's cool.
By the way, I've lost weight.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
My doctor will be very pleased.
Good job.
Yeah, it wasn't intentional. That's where it all sort of falls apart. Hey, I've lost weight. Oh, well done. Congratulations. What did you do? I haven't got a clue. Back with you in a little while, yes.
Mm-hmm, that's good.
Time after time, I tell myself that I'm so lucky to be loving you. So lucky to be the one you run to see in the evening when the day through. I only know what I know. The passing years will show you've kept my love so young, so new. And kept my love so young, so new. And time after time, you'll hear me say,
time after time, and that was, of course, Frank Sinatra, and that's brought us up to the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio. Cool FM.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Hola a todos, soy Monica Gronchi, host de The Quarantine Club. Esta semana.
There we go. I don't know where that one popped up from. I got two going at the same time. It's one of those days, yes. I need to lie down. Actually, I didn't have a particularly good night last night. That's obviously what it was. Anyway, what was I doing? Oh, yes, I know. I was going to I was going to do a jingle. I'm still going to do a jingle. And we're going to do it here. There we go.
The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carabao Carbiondo on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
'Cause we play
this.
Be yourself, no matter what they say.
I began to lose control. I began to lose control. I didn't mean to hurt you. I'm sorry that I made you cry. I didn't mean to hurt you. I'm just jealous guy. I was feeling insecure. You might not love me anymore. I was shivering inside. I was shivering inside. I didn't mean to hurt.
Two in a row. We started off with Sting, of course, and An Englishman in New York. And following on there, that is Roxy Music and Jealous Guy. Well, right then, yes. how was your, first of all, how was your Mother's Day?
Oh, very good.
Yeah?
We had all the family at home, so we had a great time there.
Oh, good.
All together, yes.
Get a Mother's Day present?
Oh, yes, of course.
What? I'm nosy.
I see. What did I give her? Ah, she loves Dr. Bronner's products.
Oh, yes.
Do you know?
Dr. who?
Dr. Bronner.
No.
Through Brunner's.
What sort of products are they?
They are like natural and, you know, without...
additives.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, beauty products.
Yeah, like soap,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
liquid soap, and things like that. Yeah.
Okay. She likes that. Good.
Yeah. And my sister, what she got? Ah, my sister bought a big, it's not a chair, it's like a sofa, but just for her.
A sofa?
Yes.
Just for her?
Yeah. Like a
little. It's called a chair, you know that, don't you?
Is that a chair? But it's like a sofa, but small.
It's an armchair then.
Armchair, yeah.
Yes. It's a sofa. How many people in this hit one?
And what else we got? Well, my sister brought a cake and
chocolates.
Food. Chocolate. No, not chocolate. No, my mom cannot eat chocolates.
You can, can't
you? Mm, I can, but
well, when nobody's looking.
But I shouldn't.
Don't worry, as I say, my mum and her whiskey and her chocolates are her main ingredients, and she, I mean, it's quite, you know, somebody's, she's in her 80s, I mean, God bless, she passed when she was 92, but what good is it, a doctor turning around to somebody in their 80s and saying, it's not good for you, you know,
mm-hmm.
Well, I don't care, because what's it going to do to me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm all in my killy. But hang on, I'm in my 80s. Go out with a smile on your face, that's what I say. right to the end, she had her whiskey and her chocolates.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Yeah.
Now I think I should follow her footsteps. But I'll have rum. Actually, the friends of mine that, you know, had all this issue you and I were talking about with the bank, and friends of mine, they bought me, in appreciation, which is really, really nice, they bought me a bottle of Abuelo.
Oh, really?
Centenario.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm hiding it. Nobody else can see it. But, you had a nice Mother's Day. Anything else over the weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? Any events or...?
No, just running in the park... Yeah,
was somebody chasing you or what?
No.
you were running?
Yes.
And nobody was chasing you?
No.
Okay.
Ian was practicing volleyball.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. Cleaning the house, working.
I
washed my car.
And it's all okay now? Car?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I stayed at home because, you know, I'm sort of under house arrest.
Mm-hmm.
After my, well, I must admit, I did go out on Saturday night for a couple of hours, one event, and it wasn't far. It was just a drive. Christina was driving anyway. It was just a drive to the Union Club, and they had an event there, so we were there for a couple of hours. But I was sitting most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
But that was the only time I got out over the weekend. But that's it. Just be patient, otherwise you don't heal properly.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, we got anybody born on this day in music?
Oh, yes, of course.
We have, haven't we?
Mm-hmm. The first one is Brenda Lee.
Ah, yes.
She was born in 1944. Singer, 1960 US number one single, I'm sorry. UK number four single, Sweet Nothings, plus 27 US and 18 other UK top 40 singles.
Great, isn't it? And she also did a Christmas song.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Jingle Bell Rock.
Gliding in a one-horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse.
we go. A little bit of Jingle Bell Rock with Brenda Lee.
Mm-hmm.
That'll get played a lot. I don't believe Brenda Lee is still with us.
Mm-hmm.
But, you still get royalties, I suppose. Christmas would be a good time for all these musicians.
Exactly.
No wonder everybody wants a Christmas song.
Mm-hmm.
Got to play it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't mind playing George Michael. He deserved the money. it's so good. You know, it's funny because, I mean, I know there's new sort of Christmas records coming out, but there's only very, very few of them sort of become what we call standards, isn't it? That
mm-hmm.
sort of get played yeah. and played and played and played.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, so good. And our next one, yes?
The next one is Jermaine Jackson.
Yeah.
He was born in 1954
mm-hmm.
from American family music group the Jackson 5. They were the first group to debut with four consecutive number one hits on the Hot 100 with mm-hmm. the songs I Want You Back, ABC, Love You Safe, and I'll Be There. And with the Jacksons have the 1979 hit Shake Your Body Down to the Ground.
And you know they made another one, which I thought was rather apt.
Mm-hmm.
They said, oh, I know it's got Jermaine Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to take our clothes off to have fun. It's one of his. And I said, well, after the other week when we didn't have any air conditioner, we almost did take our clothes
mm-hmm.
off.
Yes,
and
true.
Luckily we don't have videos. So. X-rated, it would have been. Anyway, that's the one I chose, yes. I thought we'd play that one.
Okay.
say you wanna taste my wine?
Not yet.
So come on, baby, won't you shut the glass? Why you wanna move so fast? We don't have to take our clothes off. We had a good time. Oh no, we could dance and party all night. Drink some cherry wine. We don't have to take our clothes off. We could have a good time.
There we go, that is Jermaine Jackson, who has a birthday today, and we don't have to take our clothes off.
Mm-hmm. I love their songs, the Jackson 5.
Yeah, they're good, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I love them.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. And because as a solo artist, they're pretty good as well. You've got Jackson, well, because the Jackson 5, they're all the men, weren't they?
Mm-hmm. They're all, yeah. Just Janet. Yeah. Janet is the woman. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought I noticed that when I saw her on TV. She's not one of the boys, is she? So what have you got planned for the rest of the day, yes?
Well, today I have to go to the foundation to do some videos and photos. Uh-huh. Later I have to go to the gym. And that's all.
Go to the gym?
Huh?
Go to the gym?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yes.
You should have chocolate and you've got a reason to go to the gym. Oh, the Kinshoy, yes.
Thank you very much.
All right, and do a few exercises. As for me, I'll be sitting here at home. I got an appointment with the doctor at 2:30 tomorrow, so he'll have a look and see how everything is. And I know they say for this it normally takes a couple of weeks to fully
recover. You're going to drive right now, right?
At the moment I can't, not until he says I can.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I could drive before. So. All right, yes, have a great day.
See you tomorrow. Thank
Absolutely.
You. If I can recall this feeling,
Genesis and Hold On My Heart. If you are keeping eye on the time, well, we've got around about 12 minutes to go on this morning's breakfast show, but we've got another 5 on there, so 17 minutes right now before the hour of 10 o'clock. Here's one from Midlake. Roscoe.
Stonecutters made them from stones, chosen specially for you and I, who live inside. The mountaineers gathered timber by the fire, in which they take a long travel many miles, only they get here. When they got here, all exhausted, on the roof leaks, they got started. And now when the rain comes, we can be thankful.
Thank you.
That comes from Midlake, and that's called Roscoe, and that was a lead single from them off of the album The Trials of Van Oku Panther. And it was written by Tim Smith, incorporating elements there, the MASH theme as well, into the tune. The Trials of Van Oku Panther, for which Roscoe's a lead single, was recorded at the band's studios, and that was in Texas. Time right now, 10:11:30. 11:30 before 10. Ooh, here we go. This is Smokey Robinson. Here comes a quiet storm.
Soft and warm, a quiet storm, quiet as when flowers talk at break of dawn, break of dawn. A power source of tender force, generating. Thank you.
And there we go, yes, a quiet storm from Smokey Robinson. That's taking us out of this morning's breakfast show. At the time, 5 minutes right now before the hour of 10 o'clock. Let's say our thank yous to Ingrid for our report today. Our intrepid reporter's story of everyday country folk. And they're coming up for Christmas. They're all getting prepared for that, aren't they, in Elvi. Really nice. And they've been asked to be in the parade as well. Oh, that's great. So anyway, big thanks to Ingrid. Big thanks to Yasmin, of course, here in the Breakfast Show studio. Been doing our, handles our bookings, handles all our social media, etc., etc. Thank you. Trust me. It's not the sort of thing I can do. I do do the website, though, when I finish the program. Don't forget, you can catch our programs on thebreakfastshow.com.pa, thebreakfastshow.com.pa. If you want to drop us a line at all for any reason, 677-1882 is the WhatsApp number, 677-1882. Always happy to hear from you. Big thanks to our co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in the UK, looking after Mum. We all know the family's getting ready for Christmas, so big thanks to Neil. The boys and girls group of Grodd, of course, keep us up and running here in the mornings. Big thank you to them, especially to Isaac, who's there bright and early in the morning. Thank you, Isaac. And, of course, to you, our listeners, advertisers, sponsors. Big thanks to you. A little bit of advice for you. Do stay tuned. You've got two Chad SOSE coming up with Gigi, so hang around for that. But whatever it is you're going to be doing for the rest of the day, well, you know what I say, please do it carefully. The reason is quite simple, because tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock, what do I want to be doing? Talking to you, of course, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Karas, co-producer Neil Danby.